Ours to Protect, a climate and environmental programme on WLR with Clodagh Walsh.
My name is Sean Darcy and I'm the Social Enterprise Manager here at Renew Enterprises.
Where are we standing? What am I looking at?
So right now we're sat in the bike workshop, which is kind of, I suppose, the heart of our premises here and heart of our organisation. So what we do is we take in donations of bikes, we fix them up and we sell them on, so it kind of stops bikes going to landfill or becoming waste, but it also makes bikes more affordable for the average person and as well and creates local employment. We're a non-profit then as well, so any of the money that we make, you know, involved in these activities goes back into the organisation, into wages, into education, training, other social supports that go on here then as well. So we've got about 50 bikes here that we're looking at. I got a classroom here beside me that has 60 bikes that are going to be going out to the area partnership. They'll be going to Ukrainian refugees throughout the city and county.
I also spoke with bike mechanic Daniel.
So basically this bike came in as a donation, and as Sean mentioned, there's an order for the area partnership that's going to the Ukrainian refugees. So this is a kid's bike I'm working on now at the moment. So as you can see, like, it's a bit rusty and stuff like that, so I'm going to completely refurb it. I'm already after putting two new tyres on it, new brakes and everything, and it'll get a full service and safety check. Obviously, we wouldn't be working on it, and that's really, really bad. It costs too much money for us to fix up and stuff like that, but anything really, from hybrid bikes to racing bikes to mountain bikes.
So you heard about the bikes, but we also do woodwork, which utilises as much recycled wood as possible. And also the projects that we create, is the idea is that they can actually support recycling in their own right. So say, for example, we made 6 spectacle boxes that went out to opticians all throughout the city here, where people can drop their old glasses. They just put them in these boxes. They get sent off to France. They get recalibrated and then they get sent to third world countries. So that's the circular economy there as well.
And it's not just bikes and wooden furniture. Renew also runs a recycled paint project.
Hi, my name is Keith. I'm working here with Renew, and I'm at setting up their paint recycling shop. We basically collect paint from the civic community centres and remix it and reuse it and give it a new life. So it's working out fairly good so far, like, you know.
So you need to get to the paints in time. Can you explain all that to me again?
Yeah, basically, the water-based paint, if the water separates, it goes stagnant, then it can't be reused. So basically, hopefully, we can get as much paint as we can possibly, and basically just mix it up and put it in through the sieve and basically just give it a new life.
We weren't picking it up. What the council does is send it to Germany and it gets burnt. So it's better for the taxpayer. Like, that costs telephone numbers to do that. So it's better for the taxpayer that we pick it up. The council pay us to take it away, much cheaper than if they were to send it away. And then that helps us then to sell it for cheaper then to the customer. Okay. So it's better for the economy, better for the taxpayer, creates employment in the local area, and it's better for the environment as well. And when we mix that paint together, it actually thickens up. So the paint is actually of better quality. And like I said, we're collecting the best of the best paint. Like, we're not taking anything that would water down the quality or anything at all. Like.
Sean told me that the relationships they have within the community are fundamental to their own growth.
We don't see ourselves as a business, we see ourselves as a community resource, and to make the most out of a community resource, you need to be embedded in the community, you know. So we've got good relationships with, say, like the Lions Club, with Luca Records, other organisations throughout the town, like St. Vincent de Paul, Focus Ireland. So we're kind of clued in here, but we also want to be kind of push the public face inside of things, I suppose, as well. So
how long are you here, Sean?
We're in this new premises, which is in the back of the old Wander Inn, like, you know, where we're standing now, our bike workshop. This is the function room in the Wander Inn. Nearly everybody in the city knows the Wander Inn. The place has been refurbished. We're in here now, and we've been in here since February of this year. So, like, you know, like a new premises. We're a social enterprise, we're a non-profit, so you're always pinching pennies, and then you're in a new premises, like a new house, like, it just sucks money out of you. So we've gotten to the stage now where it's fairly well functional and it serves us for what we want. And the idea now is kind of over the next year that we can really kick on then.
You were just telling me as well about the reception area and the plans that you have for the reception area. Again, about introducing something local, something artisan, and all of those things, of course, play into sustainability.
100%. Like, we have a front shop there at the moment. We have our paint and some woodwork and our bikes on display there. But we're looking, I think, into the new year of kind of, like you said, getting in some artisan products. Like, we want to support local artists. We want to support local creators, see if we can give them an avenue through which to sell their products then as well. But also, like, we get the benefit of that, of it could increase footfall, it could increase our reputation. If anybody here is listening to this interview and they would be interested in getting involved in supporting us and also in turn being supported by us, definitely get in touch with us. I'll give my email, sure, which is just info@renewenterprises.ie. So if they send me an email, I'll be able to get back to them and we'll see what we can figure out. But it would be absolutely great to support local artists and local businesses.
Well, there's an offer to think about. And if you're interested, you can find Renew Enterprises at 1 to 2 Johnstown. That's the Old Wander Inn on Johnstown Bridge in the city. And don't forget also that you can find all the Hours to Protect interviews and packages online at WLRFM.com. That's it for this week. I'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Hours to Protect, brought to you by WLR, the IBI, and funded by Commissioner Naman with a television licence fee. Check out hourstoprotect.ie and WLRFM.com for more info.